Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pronunciation Challenge. This is your host, Steve. I have a question for you today. Do you guys read? I have friends who actually make fun of me because I read on the subway or train instead of playing my Nintendo Switch. I mean, I love video games, but it seems to me like reading is one of those things that everybody should do, right? Well, you could call me a nerd, I guess, but I love to read. Today's sentence tells us that we should read what smart people write, and by doing that, we could sort of cheat the system and find a shortcut to success. I also heard if you read 3 books on any given subject, then you are basically an expert, so you can dabble in that. All right, well, he suggests you read books in 4 different areas. What are the 4 areas? Health, life, money, business. For more information on that, go ahead and check out the video. But for now, we're going to do the key sentence. People get dogmatic about this, but for basic finance, most bestsellers say the same thing. All right, first, let's cover the vocabulary. Then we will return to the pronunciation and work on the sentence meaning. All right, vocabulary word number 1 is dogmatic. Dogmatic. It's an adjective. The definition is characterized by or given to the expression of opinions very strongly or positively as if they are fact. In short terms, that means that people take their opinions to be facts. Here is my example sentence. My friend is dogmatic about religion. He can't even see that it brings people any benefit. So, my friend would be against religion. He doesn't like it. And that might be okay if he doesn't want to be religious, but he's dogmatic. He thinks religion is bad. He can't even understand that some people might really like it or gain value from it. In the sentence today, he's talking about how people have dogmatic beliefs about money. They are not open to other people's perspectives or opinions, even if they might actually be good for some other people. All right, word number 2 is finance. Finance. This word is a noun, and it means money or other liquid resources of a government, business, group, or individual. Here's your example sentence. I learned how to invest my money by reading books on finance. So finance basically just means money. You could use that for a simple term. Personal finance is also a very popular term. How to be good with money in your personal life. I think personal finance is very important, and I recommend all of you learn about it. All right, our final word today is bestseller. Bestseller. It's a noun, and the definition is an article, such as a book or a movie, whose sales are among the highest of its class. So a movie or a book or some kind of media that sells the most copies. Here's my example. Any of the Harry Potter books would be considered bestsellers since Harry Potter is the best-selling book series of all time. Now, I have to admit, I don't like Harry Potter. I know that's going to be a shock to some people because Harry Potter is really, really popular. I know. Don't hate me for it. I just choose stuff like Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones over Harry Potter, which are also 2 of the other best-selling fantasy book series of all time. All right, let's go back to pronunciation, and we're going to start by reading the sentence one more time. People get dogmatic about this, but for basic finance, most bestsellers say the same thing. So where should you put the stress in the sentence? Well, but for basic finance should receive a bit more stress since it is separated by commas. When you see 2 commas around something, it means that it's either extra information or information that needs to be emphasized. In this case, it's emphasized or important information, so basic finance should get some stress. Secondly, you should also stress the word most. Most gives us a lot of information. It tells us that most, not all, not a few, not none, but most best-selling finance books say the same thing. 这句话的重音在哪里? but for the basic finance, 再段话要强调一下，因为它有特别被逗号区分出来，这意味着它要么是额外的信息，要么是句子的重点。在这种情况下，这一点很重要，因此 but for basic finance 应该要被强调。您还应该要强调 most 给我们很多选择，它告诉我们大多数，不是全部，不是少数，而是大多数强小的金融书籍都说同样的话。Okay, thanks for listening. Have a nice day, a nice week, and I'll catch you next time.